Ms. Lynn Bratton.
Good evening, everybody. First of all, I'd like to thank the council for designating this as a pink event in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I encourage everybody, I won't say give blood, but I will say please, if you know someone who is eligible and it's time appropriate, make sure they get their mammogram. I'm a two-time cancer survivor, the last time being just 5 weeks ago, and it was caught solely with a mammogram on a routine basis. So please encourage, it's life-saving. Now, back to business. I am absolutely appalled that a $10,750,000 bid would be given out with a sole source sourcing. Listening carefully tonight to Ms. Jennifer Miller, I heard her say it was her decision, and that if it was not passed tonight, it would then go out to bid. And that's what should have happened tonight. She said blatantly and clearly it was her decision. She gave you justifications, I get that. It was all in writing, I get that. But she still said it was at her discretion that that was the way this went. And that if you didn't pass it tonight, then it would go out to open bid. And I thought, hallelujah, there's the opening. And that's what should have happened. Diversity, equities, transparencies, just getting your costs down in writing in black and white so you know what you're signing off on and not a blank check. Just means you need to get open source bidding for anything over in anywhere close to that amount of money. Not to mention we have an election coming in November early, and there will be absolutely a new mayor. Thank you, Mr. Heath, for your service, but we know you're not running, so there would be another mayor at the helm. And whomever that person might be will be then left with the administration and the follow through on these projects. My other question is another one, and I'll try to keep my yellow lights not flashing yet. I'm trying to go back in my memory base, and I'm not coming up with it, how much we actually are selling Lot 5 for. As a result of that sale, we now have to spend over $89,000 plus on a remediation project. And once those openings start happening, more and more is going to be found, I guarantee it, based on some of the things Ms. Nancy just mentioned to us. So if we're not getting very much money to start with, and now we're going to have to pay a whole lot of money to fix it up, somehow that doesn't seem to be balancing our budgets either. And maybe they would be better off if we just left them as paved pieces of land where cars could park, because that is a safe way of protecting other people from whatever those contaminants might be in that particular area, instead of opening them up for housing or recreational activities. So thank you very much. Have a good evening, and the light didn't even go off.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Robert Taylor.
Good evening. I'm Robert Taylor, a 51-year resident of the city. I was 31 at the time when I located here. During most of the period, I've been fairly happy and proud to be a Salisbury resident. The last several months, three, 4 months, I'm becoming less happy and less proud, almost embarrassed, because of the city government. And let me say, to be clear about it, it's not the police. They do a fine job. They deserve the raise they got this year. It's not the fire department. It's not the general city employees, it's the elected officials. This is our problem. And we've seen it tonight with this sole source designation. We all know that the reason for this is that there's a contingency in the land disposition agreement that there has to be a signed construction management agreement before that goes to closing. Now, by designating Gillis Gilkerson as the sole source, that removes the public bidding process. So that delay is now gone. They could sign that contract, that could be signed very soon, and by that I mean before the election. And that's what is going on here. We all know it. Now, this has been, this downtown development project, Salisbury Town Center, has been the biggest scam by a local government on its public citizenry that I've seen in my 51 years of living here and practicing law around the Lower Eastern Shore and many other locales besides Salisbury. It is really a sad situation. Now, I'm not going to be leaving. As I said, it's 51 years ago. I'm now 82 years old. I don't think I'll be selling my home and going somewhere else. I might, if I knew back in 71, 72 what I do now know, I might have gone somewhere else, but that's prologue and that's over. But I can tell you this, between now and Election Day, I'm going to be doing my darndest to get rid of this council, with maybe one exception. Thank you.
Okay, we now have administration and council comments. So, Mayor Andy.
Yeah, just one quick comment. Mr. Taylor did mention about a follow-up for the parking. I can get that to him and to the rest of the council to help people understand. I know it's an outstanding item from the agenda. So I think I will defer the rest of my time to Mayor Heath.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate it. First, as always, if you're able to donate blood, please do so. This is Fire Protection Week, and as most people know, one of our good friends lost his house this past week, and I'm asking for prayers for him and his family, and also for the family of the young man that was fatally injured in the crash. It's a shame. It's an absolute shame, and I hope we keep them in their prayers. Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome.
Okay, Angela.
I just wanted to say, though, that this past weekend has been very rough on the community. We've had some youth that have passed away, serious injuries, a house fire, a multitude of other things, and just, you know, be very grateful in where you stand in life and pray and uplift others.
Okay, Megan.
Just echoing Mayor Heath's sentiments about the Berkman family. I know personally myself, I will be looking to find ways to help support them. I know that Salisbury University has really rallied behind him and his family, and I encourage you all to reach out as well. So thankfully, no one was fatally hurt aside from a few treasured family pets, but just keep them in your thoughts and prayers as they work to, you know, rebuild their lives. I wanted to put a community forum on everyone's agenda. Our delegate, Cherie Sample Hughes, will actually be down at the MAC Center doing a prescription drug affordability forum at the MAC Center October 11th at 11 a.m. If anyone is interested, please come out. It's a good opportunity for you to connect with your state delegate.
Michelle?
First of all, I just want to wish everybody happy Indigenous Peoples Day. Secondly, over the weekend was the Pride Crosswalk repainting. A little bit of joy in an otherwise kind of rough weekend. it looks beautiful. They always do an amazing job. The volunteers that come out are just some of the nicest people contributing to the community. And just lastly, I wanted to congratulate Chief Mindshine, and I'm really excited to have him leading our police department.
Okay, my turn. You're showing?
I almost forgot you were down there.
I definitely didn't forget. So I want to say thank you to the public for one of their comments and the emails that they have sent. And this was not an easy decision to make, especially me. This being my second week on council, and you know, a lot of these things have been decided on and in the works before my tenure here. And I did spend a lot of my day today. I do work, but all of my free time today on calls, reading materials, and just understanding the decision that I had to make today. So I thank Ms. Miller for explaining that thoroughly. And I did not make any decision I made today lightly, and made sure that I was making a decision that she could make, given the city code, and that we had to make on council. So I'll just leave the public with that. That again, when you are on this side, you are making an informed decision for everyone. I do want to say also, no one mentioned it, but our neighboring universities across the bay, Morgan State and Bowie State, both had tragedies at their homecoming events. A lot of my friends were there and were definitely seeking counsel because it was a tragic situation for people to be injured and passed away from those events. And I called Chief Mindshine and told him that, listen, this is happening across the bay. We need to be aware of this for our very own homecomings coming on the Eastern Shore. So he assured me that he is speaking with the Chief of Police at SU to make sure that they are on high alert. Again, my thoughts are with the Del Mar High School students in the entire city. I do want to mention, I know Ms. Bratton mentioned earlier, but yeah, we are wearing pink today, definitely underscoring that. But I am wearing pink in memory of my great aunt, who I love very dearly, Teresa Jordan Arrington. She was a great soul, and cancer should not have taken her away from us. She was a two-time survivor, but she did not make it the third time. Some community things going on this Friday at Altitude Trampoline Park. There's a trunk or treat, and also I believe the Good Beer Festival is happening this Saturday at Permission Park.
Okay, thank you all. This evening or today, I started my first tutoring session, and it's remarkable. We have more kids than you could even imagine us having. And it is so good to be able to assist young people and help them educate. And we have SU students who are helping us. And I'm working on getting some students from UMES to assist in this endeavor. And it transpired when I went to Kellen Spine, and Michelle was with me. And one of the young men, 11 years old, could not read or write. 11 years old. Going to the sixth grade, and that's painful. It's very painful to see our kids in this situation. So when I saw it, I got overwhelmed, and one of the other mothers, a parents, came out, and she took him to the side and worked with him. And tonight he was there, and I spoke to him because he was kind of frustrated. But I explained to him this was being done for him. You know, it's being done for you. I don't want you to grow up and get a job, and you can't even, you know, read or write or, you know, even explain or look at something. If they give you something written, you can't conceive it. You can't even process it because you don't know how to express yourself through words, or you don't know how to express yourself even reading. So he calmed down. He really calmed down. He calmed down a lot. And it did my heart good to see, you know, just knowing that you care. You know, I mean, that was something good for me, but not only good for me, it was great for the kids. And I was really surprised at how many parents brought their children out. So I'm working on it. It's Mondays and Tuesdays at the VFW 10159, and it's from 5 to 7. And if you know anybody that needs help, those SU students are remarkable. They're very good. And I watched them work with kids before I even came here this evening. And Tuesday we will be remanding and doing the same thing. I have also a trunk and treat that will be taking place on October the 31st at the VFW. And we're going to block the roads off, the streets off for about 2 hours. And we have some treats for the kids, and we just want to make things safe for kids, because just as Deshaun was saying, it's bad out here. And we don't know when someone will take the initiative to even try to do something to our kids innocently, you know? So we have to protect our kids, and that's what I want to do, and that's what I want us all to do, protect our children, because they're innocent in everything. Also, I think October the 19th, at Chippewa, at the Indian Village Playground. What time is it, Monica?
4:30 to 6:30.
4:30 to 6:30. I thought I had it right, but I just didn't want to make a mistake and say the wrong time. 4:30 to 6:30. Come on out and join us. It's just a festivity of fellowshipping and getting together and having a great old time with the community. It's an investment. We have to invest in where we live. We have to, because if we don't invest, who is going to invest? And we have to make sure our children see us and know who we are at all times. So your presence will be greatly appreciated if you just come out. If it's nothing but 10 or 15 minutes just to see what we're doing, make your presence known. I thank you. This meeting is now adjourned. Can I get a motion and a second?
So moved.
To convene?
Second.
Okay. Who said? Deshaun.
I moved it.
To convene in closed session in ordinance with the Antidoted Code of Maryland, 3-305B1, to discuss the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom this public body has jurisdiction, or any other personnel matter that affects one or more specific individuals. The reason for closing the session is to interview the candidate for the Deputy City Administration.
Was it you that second? Was it you second?
I'm going to need a vote to close the meeting.
We did.
I'm going to take a breath.
I'd like to make a motion. We did that.
You got a motion and second. You just need to vote.
Okay, could I get a, huh? Just make, I'd like to make a motion to close the closed session.
Open it. No, you made a motion.
I'm closing the session.
Yes, you made a motion, and I believe there has been seconded, so I think it's for you to call for a vote to close.
Yes, I'm calling for a vote. Calling for a vote to convene in closed session.
Aye.
Who's saying?
You. And who's second?
I don't.
All right.
Aye.
Who's second? Would you second?
I'll second it.
No, you can't second it if you already done made the motion.
Deshaun made the motion.
Earlier. No, he made the motion earlier.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm
missing. I have no idea.
Your motion to convene in closed session.
Second.
No, Michelle, you did it already.
Okay.
You're good.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
We're definitely here. We've had multiple motions
yes,
and seconds.
Yes,
so at this point, let's go ahead and vote in favor.
Yes.
But
I'm not. Initially, I thought
I think they did.
It was a Michelle.
Okay.
I don't think we fully voted yet, though.
Yeah, but we had to close
the people down there. I can't see people when they're not looking this way. Everybody unanimous?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye.
There we go.